T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let's talk politics with our buddy Blois Olson this morning on a historic day in Washington, Blois, that's for sure.
Yeah, no doubt. I think we start to wonder if these historic days all are historic, because we've had quite a few of them, I feel like, in the last few years. And I think as we look back at this phase, it's been fascinating to watch it through teenagers' eyes, because they've asked more questions than they have even in the last 3-4 years. And then when the Iran tensions heated up, they really started to pay attention to the TV. And as you can imagine, the news is on a lot in this house. And so I wonder if the historic nature of this, you know, in 3 to 5 to 15 years, I'll look back and think of it in those terms rather than necessarily the terms that you and I have seen a few of these and will remember them. But are they as big to us as they are this next younger generation?
You know, yeah, interesting, Blois. Good take. The other thing I would ask you about is yesterday, I think a lot of us were listening to the headlines about the gun rights activists from around the country that were rallying at the Virginia Capitol, and it turned out to be very uneventful. The mood was largely festive, they said. But it brings up the issue to me here in Minnesota, or whether or not that will be an issue at this year's legislative session.
Absolutely. It's going to be a big issue. It starts today. Going to run through election day, because today in Hibbing, Senate Republicans have called a hearing on gun legislation, and Democrats are planning a news conference beforehand. Republicans are saying we need to get some of these hearings and some of this discussion outside the metro area. Both the pro-gun safety folks and the pro-gun rights folks are bringing activists to Hibbing today. And, you know, there's a lot of internal politics here, because you have Senate Majority Leader Tom Bach, whose name is not part of the news conference today. He has said that he is less likely to support new gun restrictions in Minnesota. And then you have the battle for power of the Minnesota Senate, which is probably the most important thing for Democrats on the election, on the ballot this year, other than making sure the state, you know, doesn't move towards Trump for the first time since 1972. And three big players in this on the Republican side are a part of this hearing, all of them in jeopardy of losing their seats on the gun issue. Paul Anderson in the western suburbs, Warren Limmer in the Maple Grove area, and Dan Hall in the southern suburbs. Those are three seats that are considered swing. Meanwhile, Republicans think, are there Democratic seats in greater Minnesota or where guns are more popular, that maybe we could corner a DFL senator and have a couple upsets? But it all starts in Hibbing today. We'll be keeping a very close eye on it. It's not going to look anything like the Virginia Capitol, but it could foreshadow the discussion and the debate here in Minnesota over the next year, year and a half.
When that comes up, Blois, who does that go before? Does that go before the Senate Judiciary? Does that go in front of the Public Safety Committee? Who has those hearings?
It's the Senate Judiciary and Public Safety Committee today in Hibbing that's holding the hearing. They will not have any votes on the legislation, but they will hear testimony and have several bills presented. Some of them are pro-gun protection, pro-gun safety. Some of them are the ability to carry without a permit in Minnesota. And that just kind of starts to show that, like yesterday in Stearns County, a state legislator asked the Sherburne County, asked the Sherburne County Board to make Sherburne County a Second Amendment sanctuary city, where the county wouldn't enforce any gun laws federally or state because of the Second Amendment. So this is one of those polarizing issues that's going to be energized on both sides.
Education Minnesota endorsing anybody yet in this political season?
Yeah, we have this special election in House District 60A after the passing of Diane Loeffler. So this DFL primary today, I think there's 10 or 11 candidates in the primary. Education Minnesota has a candidate. Ilhan Omar has a different candidate. But there could be as few as 900 to 1,000 votes, which means 300 votes could determine who the next state rep is, because the DFLer will most likely move on to win the general. And then they'll be on the ballot again in November, too. So this could just be just a session-only legislator, or it could be a long-term legislator from this district.
What kind of reaction is there from people in voting in the primary here in Minnesota when that happens, telling people you're either a Democrat or Republican?
There's, I will tell you this. I think it's going to be interesting. I did get a note from a listener yesterday who said, not going to vote in the presidential primary because I don't want the political parties to have my information even more up to date so they can send me more mail and waste more trees. But there was some energy over the weekend, some rallies by Sanders' campaign, the Klobuchar campaign, to turn out early voting. It'll be interesting to see. I don't think it'll be as significant just because I feel like I don't have a lot of people talking to me about it. But Minnesota having a heavy Democratic turnout machine, I think it will be more than the caucuses, which is ultimately what the DFL wants, is, and both parties want, is they want more engagement from more people than just the caucuses.
Today, a Union for All rally here in downtown Minneapolis.
Yeah, this is run by SEIU. Ilhan Omar will be there. It's a rally, quote, against corporate greed. It's to raise visibility of the pay and the plight of some janitors who clean office buildings. This has been an ongoing theme that they try to rally against the corporations with the idea that the people who are cleaning offices aren't getting the wages and benefits that they deserve. On a busy news day, it'll be interesting to see how much traction they get.
Boyce, how do I get your email every day?
You go to WCCORadio.com/morningtake, and you can sign up right there.
Okay, man. Feeling a little better today again?
Yep. Improving every day.
Excellent. All right, good neighbor. I'll talk to you soon. He is Boyce Olson. 626 is our time. This is WCCO's Morning News. Dave Lee here, 4 degrees above zero in the Twin Cities. Daytime high today, about 23.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.